This is the Kate Daly Show.
And you see by the dawn's early light, oh, so proudly we hailed.
I play the guitar and I love the guitar work on this.
It's great.
I just love it. It's moving, very moving. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm really happy about that because we're going to talk about something that's not being talked about out there. And you know, I always love that. Remember, for supplements, get over to activatefiq.com. Those absorb into your body. If you want to take something you know is actually going to work, I believe in that. And these supplements have the good quality ingredients. You're going to want to stick to quality. So activatefiq.com. Put in the code Kate. You'll get some savings there. And they have a histamine for allergies that's all natural. It's amazing. Try it out. Try it out. My own kids are taking that. Okay. Let's talk about the Israel thing for just a second, because nobody's saying this and it's driving me crazy. And Miles had a good report on this too. Because I was noticing something kind of weird about it. So let me read you the news story yesterday and then I'll do today. Pro-Palestinian protests continued at major U.S. universities through Wednesday evening, even after law enforcement was called to step in and make arrests on campus. Okay. The protesters, it kept talking about the protesters. It kept mentioning, really, okay, get this title: pro-Palestinian protests sweep U.S. college campuses following mass arrests at Columbia. Number one, is it sweeping the colleges when it's only at five and they list the five? All Ivy League? All known CIA hangouts? I'm just saying, for the record. No, it's not sweeping college campuses everywhere. So it's a ridiculous lie. This is from the AP News that lies to you constantly. It isn't sweeping anything. It's very targeted at certain colleges, okay? And of course, following mass arrests. And one of the students said, why, do you think that's a little heavy-handed, arresting protesters? You think that's a little weird? It is, because it's all built on what they're going to do. There's going to be violence. They're going to say something mean.
Right.
Since when is that an arrest? First thing you asked me about this, about what's on their face.
Oh, why are they all wearing so many masks? I mean, they're not all, but a lot of these kids are wearing masks.
Mm-hmm. In 2024.
The mask thing is over.
But they show up in masks. Are they trying to conceal who they are? Is that a little bit more of maybe who is behind this?
They're trying to hide the fact that they're not students at that university.
Amen. that's bingo, you're exactly right on that.
Of course, they're not students.
The other thing I noticed was matching umbrellas. That was a little odd. I just thought, was somebody handing them out to be nice to only the protesters? I thought that was kind of strange. I've never seen matching umbrellas.
Yeah.
I've never seen a crowd of protesters that seems to be so organic, suddenly wearing matching shirts, all dark. Everybody was cued in, I guess, to wear dark pants. Everybody's wearing dark.
Yeah, well, that's the Hamas uniform.
So they have masks on, and it looked like somebody kind of handed them out because they were very similar to each other. Matching umbrellas. It kind of reminds me of ISIS, to tell you the truth. When I was looking at the photos, I was like, this is a little weird. It looks like ISIS with their matching white outfits and Toyota trucks, which they would never wear in the Middle East. So I was looking at this and thinking, this is kind of weird. And there are only certain colleges that this is at, just the five. So I thought that was really strange. And then I thought, you know, they didn't even protest COVID. They didn't protest anything on the college campuses, but they're protesting this. And if I play this bit, this interview, this guy on the street interview, one more time, it's only a minute long. Listen to everything he says in this very, very closely, okay? Because they don't know why they're there. Sorry. Here you go.
My biggest takeaway is that most of the people inside of the school don't really know what they're talking about.
Do you find that a little weird? They don't know why they're there. Now, usually very militant college students, I don't know where you find militant college students because they're a pile of mush from all the soy. But you get hold of these militant college students. If you're going to protest and possibly get arrested for not doing anything, you are going to know why you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
A lot of them won't even be able to put Israel on a map.
Very true. A lot of them can't put Israel on a map. Do you guys remember the tidbit I used to play coming in where the girl goes, Kelly Pickler goes, Hungary? Is that a country? Hungary? Can't even spell Hungary. Anyway, they don't know where it's at because they're totally dumbed down. Okay, so here you go.
And the people that do, they tell them not to engage. So in the beginning of the conflict, people that did want to learn and want to understand, they would. You would have a very interesting conversation with them.
How interesting? That's a little weird. Okay, an interesting conversation with them. Why? Because they didn't know why they were there? They were just being paid? Okay, here we go.
But I think a lot of the narrative, especially inside the camp, is not to engage to anyone who looks like Zionist or Jewish so that you won't like, I don't know.
So that you won't like, I don't know. So don't engage with anyone, except that all the news is covering Jewish students that are supposedly crying. I mean, he had a buddy that was crying. Why are they crying? Do you know not one comment has been offered up about why they're in tears? And obviously it's nothing that big. And I'm sorry, if somebody hurts your feelings, so what?
I don't mean to brag, but I can spot a Zionist at 100 yards. They have this look.
You're so right on with that. Okay, so here we go back to this guy's brilliant statement.
Well, like, I don't know.
I don't know, so, like, I don't know. Okay, here we go.
So I think the lack of communication is making people even more radicalized.
The lack of communication is making people more radicalized?
Yeah.
Our little mush pots of soy? Our little demasculinized, like, young adults are suddenly militant and it's the miscommunication that makes them this way?
Maybe okay. It's how tight they wear their man bun. That could hurt.
It's a little too tight. Here we go.
And yeah, you know, students feel afraid on campus. It's crazy.
Really? Students feel afraid on campus? Do you know not one thing has really been talked about as to why? Not one thing has been disclosed as to why they feel so afraid, because they have to start making arrests because nothing's actually happened, but it's going to and it could. But nothing real and substantive has actually happened.
And it wasn't that long ago that they were all thrilled to death about the safe zones on campus.
What happened to that?
Yeah,
okay, here we go.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
I just had one of my Israeli friends. She came and she cried.
She cried.
First time being in school in a week. She just broke down crying.
And why?
And I don't think that's any way to have any campus.
That's any way to have any campus. Well, I'm sorry. Why did she cry? I never got the memo on what was actually being said because nothing's being said. It's all perceived. I'm a bucket of tears because I'm a college student who can't control her emotions. Like that. This is bought and paid for protest. And, give me a break.
And the number one chant that you hear has nothing to do with Israel. Mm-mm. It's death to America.
Yeah.
No, that's the big chant you hear. Yep. Death to America.
Yep. So what do they have? They have Speaker of the House. Okay. Sell out, bought and completely paid for Mikey Boy. Out there trying to make some sense of this and calling things out. Why? Because he has screwed you over. He has screwed you over since the day he walked into office. So they want you to forget about that and see his heroic efforts, Milty, his heroic efforts on the college campus. And this is so obvious that I want a matching umbrella and t-shirt with the mask. Mm-hmm. I want the mask too. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. We'll let you weigh in.
There you go.
Hey guys, if you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text...
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here. And done with debt. That's the place to go. Get out of your credit card debt now. Also, make those payments a lot easier to pay. Sometimes you can actually kick it to the curb. Sometimes you can have them negotiate your rates down so your payments are a lot less. And you're kicking a lot of that interest to the curb. And all it takes is a good negotiator to do that. Done with debt's amazing. And you guys are telling me in email, so thank you for that, that you're loving them. And I told you, trust me on this one, they're really good at what they do. Donewithdebt.com, and then there's a drop-down menu so that you can put in where you heard about them and let them know I sent you. They'll take good care of you, and they are awesome. They're awesome. It doesn't cost you anything. Just to talk to them and about your situation and kind of get a handle on it. This is all they do all day. They're so good. Donewithdebt.com. They're reputable. They're good. They're solid. They're private. They're awesome. Donewithdebt.com. Give them a call. Or go to the website, sorry, donewithdebt.com, okay? So there's a couple of things, and I want to take your calls on why you think they have to fake this. I want to hear from you. Why do you think they're having to fake this? Because it's obviously fake. Matching umbrellas, matching t-shirts, masks to hide the face. IDF.
The Fox News Channel on several different shows had a student from Columbia, an Israeli girl, who starts off telling a little bit about herself. She was in the Israeli Defense Force in Israel, which that's their army. They name it kind of weird, but it's their army, and they're extremely well-trained. And yet this woman... Not a young girl, a woman student at Columbia talked about how she was fearful for her safety at Columbia University.
Now, geez, but nothing's ever said about what makes them so fearful. It's just the constant story that they are.
Yeah, but we haven't heard about kids in the hospital being murdered, beaten up.
Feelings hurt, things that they can take and say that they are anti-Semitic, because we don't really know what's being said because no one will disclose that.
Right. So a member of the Israeli Defense Force is fearful for her safety at Columbia University.
Yeah.
If you believe that.
Well-trained IDF.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's every story. Now, the story in the news today in for Fox News, right? Fox News is so ridiculous. But anti-Semitism on campus surges as agitators take over.
Well, that would make me fearful.
Agitators.
Yeah, those agitators.
Those agitators. It's kind of amazing, the headlines, because what is this telling you? That they want you to take home that it's anti-Semitic. They get more control this way. Because I'm not talking about Israel, and we're not really talking about Palestine right now. We're talking about the tactics they use to drum up the divisive nature of people here in the United States, something to get mad about, something to be on a side of, okay? Then the other thing, and which I know you guys all know, but here are the things that don't make sense, okay? And why are they faking this? Call up 888-673-1450. I want to hear from you. The students are masked up. Why? You don't see them masked up for anything else in the college arena. Only this protest. just like you do BLM when they're when they're covering their faces to act out with crime. Okay. Yeah. So this is what you're seeing. So they're only masked up to hide their identity because, like you said, brilliantly, I don't think they're college students.
No.
They're paid for. The bleachers are empty in the photos. This is not a big surge of people. They said 200 at the most. Now, every time they say 100 to 200, it's usually only 100 or less. And if there's a pro-life one, they'll go, there's a few people, even though it was 1,000. But when it's something like this, they blow it out of proportion. If you go look at the pictures are made up of a lot of media mixed in with the protesters. Yep. You'll see the cameras if you look, if you really look. So the crowd that they're panning. It's kind of like when they went to the Trump things and they only did it before and after the people left so they could get an empty stadium. Okay, same kind of lie in this. The bleachers are empty. Also, the news says, the crowd, I covered that one. Not only, only several universities are actually involved in this. Why? Because that's where they can contain. That's where they can contain it. And then get the pictures to show the world that this is sweeping across the country. What a lie. Oh, Fox News, you're such liars. Same with CNN. Jewish students, only a few, said they just didn't like the tone of the comments, but wouldn't tell you what comments. And matching shirts, all dark colors, very coordinated with dark slacks, dark pants, all coordinated. Masks to hide the identities and more media, actually, than protesters. Interesting. Those are your take homes on this one. This is why it's so obvious. The headlines themselves are trying to tell you that this is, how dare they say anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a constant plan to upset you emotionally.
Yes.
Not factually.
And keep you in a camp, keep you on divided sides. Are you pro-Palestinian or are you pro-Israel? And they're also trying to conjure up a war.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But I want to see some video of some Israeli students in the hospital.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we don't see that.
You know, and we're all, we don't. And you're also getting National Guard everywhere.
Yeah, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's important.
Subways, colleges now, you know, because this was the byline at Fox News today. Students at Columbia University have been alerted that all in-person classes to be held virtually through the end of the semester. Yes, yes, it's that bad, folks. I feel like we should do the little Warner Brothers.
How many students have been killed during these protests?
Nobody's
dead?
Nope.
How many have been hospitalized? None.
Not that we know of.
But we have to stay home.
Stay home, in-person classes, right? And this has taken over the campus. And of course, you have the Speaker of the... Why is the Speaker of the House even commenting on this? Isn't that just the role of the college president? Why is the Speaker of the House in on this? Because he needs the good press.
Yeah.
And of course, reach an agreement with negotiations with anti-Israel protesters. If these are college students, you need to go in to reach a negotiation with them. Just hose them down. They're on a college campus.
Well,
you know why? Because these aren't actual college students. That's why. Sorry. I don't have anything against the Jewish people. Love the Jewish people. Not a problem. This isn't about that. This is about what they're doing in a fakery here in the United States.
Yeah, I'm going to be even more honest than that.
Yeah.
I don't love the Jewish people. I don't even think about the Jewish people. I don't care anything about the Jewish people. I'm an American. I care about America.
You don't care about cats. You don't care about a lot of things. We don't care about a lot of things.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's just, this is getting out of hand, you guys. So ridiculous. Fakery is ridiculous. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. My name, Kate. Thanks, you guys.